The new band Augustana make their cafe debut today. Lead singer Dan Leas and guitarist Josiah Rosen are at the heart of this band. They got their start working together in college in Greenville, Illinois, and regrouped in California, where one good thing led to another, and Brendan O'Brien ended up producing their debut disc. I asked Dan to define the history of this new band, Augustana.
Yeah, I mean, we had, we technically were already a band at that point, okay. and we were called Augustana at that time, too. We just had a couple different members that, when Josiah and I decided we wanted to do this, they didn't feel like they wanted to go or they weren't ready, and so we said, all right, well, you know, we're still going to do it, and so we took off, and at that time, we had already played some shows in the Midwest, but nothing, you know, I mean, shows in Kentucky at, you know, cafes and bars and things,
right.
You know, things that weren't very, you know, we didn't get our name out there until we got out to California, and so we did have a band in mind, though, you know, of what kind of sounds we wanted and what kind of people we wanted in the group. And
any of these songs exist at that point?
What's
before
that?
You arrived at?
Oh, yeah. A song called Boston was written, actually, I mean, I think like maybe 4 years ago now, when you think back. It was our freshman year in college. A song called Mayfield is an older
California's
one.
California's Burning was another one.
California's Burning is an older
Murray,
one.
Murray, the B-side.
So, yeah, there's some.
Well, I'm sort of laughing a little bit because there's a lot of place references in a lot of your mm-hmm. songs. And there's a lot of California references. In fact, I thought we'd start with a performance of Hotel Roosevelt.
Sure.
And isn't the Hotel Roosevelt in L.A.?
Yes, it is. It's on Hollywood Boulevard, yeah.
What does it represent if you spend time in L.A.?
You know, I think it's kind of a representation of just the I don't know, kind of the dream and the fake, you know, reality of that whole scene and that kind of life and that whole thing. And I think it's just a song that kind of has come into its own meaning. I don't think when it was written, I don't think it was really known what really was going on with the song, and then I think as you play it more, you kind of come into realizing what.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, I think at least on this first album, which we don't have a second album, but we're writing for, you know,
right.
a new album. But at least on these first, you know, 12 songs, that's been the way things kind of work.
Well, let's get our session underway. This is Hotel Roosevelt from Augustana.
No, say you better, things better for me.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, a version of Hotel Roosevelt from the debut album from our guest today, Augustana. And we're getting a chance to talk with Dan Leas and Josiah Rosen about the writing of the album, the making of the album. And we're getting to hear the tunes. And we've got to bring, you know, I talked about how important it is for you guys to have a keyboard player on stage because your album just sounds so gorgeously full. And I guess we have to nod a little bit of the hat to Brendan O'Brien, who ended up kind of working with you guys and shaping it. What was that producer relationship like? Were you guys recording already when you met him, or how did it work out?
We hadn't been recording anything yet. We had done our own demos and such, but you know, we were still writing in Chicago at the time, the second half of an unfinished record, and so we were trying to figure all those things out on ourselves, doing some kind of pre-production, you know, on our own part. And he ended up flying up and meeting us up there at a rehearsal space that we were spending some time at. And from that point, the relationship started. And when we continued and made the record down in Atlanta, it was a very, you know, collaborative process. It was really nice and very comfortable. And it was a really good time. You know, it was very stretching and, you know, kind of expanded what we thought we could do. So that was good musically, you know.
Let's get back to the stage. I wanted to hear a performance of Bullets. What can you tell us about this one?
About the performance or the...
Yeah, about the song.
The song is another situation, kind of like Hotel Roosevelt, where it was, we were kind of in a process of writing some songs when we had first moved out to San Diego. And we were just kind of, you know, just writing a ton of stuff, and kind of didn't really get to grasp what it was all about until we were kind of recording it in the studio and figuring things out like that. So, yeah.
So what did you figure out?
You know, it was kind of an up-tempo rock song that we felt like the words were just, they fit really well in I don't know. Everything's kind of locked in with that song as far as kind of just like Boston put us in a different place. As a rock and roll band, I felt like it put us in a good place with that, you know.
I love hearing that there's no real answer to that because I sometimes, when you listen to things, you just realize that the words just kind of work.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes to come up, you know, because sometimes you're just writing words and you don't really know what it means, but it could mean a million things to a million different people, and so I think that's kind of the beauty of it, you know, of music.
Well, we'll let you get away with that.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is Bullets.
Your name, I'm still the same. into my head.
More live Augustana on the World Cafe and on stage at World Cafe Live. We're getting a chance to talk about the music and hear this tunes from the debut album. The title, All the Stars and Boulevards, sounds to me like a sign from one of those guys who would be selling road maps to the stars in L.A. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was definitely a visual that we were trying to put across, I think, when you hear those words. It was just something that kind of came naturally out of the lyrics, and it took us a long time, actually, strangely enough, to think of an album name.
Uh-huh.
It took us a really long time. It pushed back the record a few months because we couldn't really come up with the right name.
What were the wrong ones? What did you come up
with? I don't really remember any of them, actually.
I don't think we had any suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, we
just didn't know what we wanted.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't really have... I can't really think of any.
The band name itself is kind of evocative as well. Where did that come from?
That was a friend of Josiah's back when we were in college. I don't know who he is or what his name is, but he just suggested the name when we were trying to think of band names our freshman year of college, and it just worked, and we liked the meaning of it, and it just kind of felt right. So.
Well, this is the title track of All the Stars and Boulevards.
Walking down my street here, your words creeping at my feet. I fear sunrise come too soon and you'll disappear to the haze of the city and go with big guns. We're only gonna tell you all the bad things I've done. Even if the words they say aren't true, they've won. Now that's it, on in the sun and war. See, like I'm always on that wall. See, like I'm never coming. Close enough for you. Oh. Late nights won't do me justice, 'cause when I drink, I'll just get so damn depressed, and it's not life. And trying to get on the uses, hard to look at all the seasons pass me over to, and I say.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, all the stars and boulevards from our guest today, Agostana, who gave me a chance to talk with Dan Leas and Josiah Rosen about the beginnings of the band and putting this album together. It's really interesting to hear you say that the song Boston was one of the first songs that you guys came up with. It's just so amazing when you get something right. It stays with you. Right. Now that song obviously is the one that most people are getting a chance to hear now. Mm-hmm. Great song.
Thank you.
And did you think it was pretty good when you wrote it?
It definitely felt like a breakthrough at the time. Like I hadn't really written anything up to that point that felt like me. And I think we had maybe written as a band or by myself maybe only two, three, mm-hmm. maybe four songs up to that point. Ever, at that point we were only 18 years old. We're only 21 now. It was only 3 years ago, but so long ago.
Yeah, but percentage wise, okay.
Yeah, exactly. it was definitely. It felt like a different kind of song, and it felt like it kind of put us in a different place of where we could go. Right, with writing and things like that. So,
well, I have to ask because I heard this song and I started saying there's that Cheers reference, but I thought, wait a second. These guys are too young for Cheers references.
Exactly. We see the reruns. Growing up.
You're a Nick at Night kind of fan. Well, anyway, this is a great song. This is Boston.
Thank you.
She said, I think I'll call the boss and I think I'll start a new life. I think I'll start it over. No one knows my name. Look out of California. I'm tired of the weather. I think I'll get a life. I'm not allowed to stay. Oh, yeah. I think I'll go to Boston. I think I'm tired. I think I need a new town. Just leave you all behind. I think I need a sunrise.
Augustana finishing up their set at World Cafe Live, and our visit today with the tune Boston from their debut album. D'Angelo's Eye, good to meet you guys.
Very good to meet you, Ditch.
Thanks for coming by. And Augustana's new album is called All the Stars and Boulevards, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.